am Louise O'Shields, and I am a phenomenal master intuitive life coach. And yes, sugar puddings, it is true, I coach the life coaches. But better yet, I hope you take your life lessons and return back to the majesty of you. It's time that you really remember who you are. And guess what? I contend that you are a miracle. You're on this journey, huh? To rediscover you. I'm here just as a humble guide to return you back to you. So come on and join me in this adventure as we all come together to heal the world. Everyone, I am Louise O'Shields, the master intuitive life coach. And yes, sugars, it is true. I coach the life coaches. But guess what? We're back. This is our second season live on the Chill Lover Radio channel, by which we have a phenomenal guest. She is Miss Naomi Lopez, and I promise you, she is bringing us her own creation of the sacred calling. Welcome, Naomi. Thank you so much for coming on the first show for the second season.
Thank you, Mama Louise. I thank you very much. I'm so pleased and honored to be here with you, sister.
Oh my goodness, so am I. And so I'd just like to give everyone a quick introduction on our Naomi. Naomi Lopez is a spiritual oracle, an ancient knowledge activator, and a teacher. And I know that by my own social proof. And so today we have beckoned you to come to tap into your secret calling, your soul light. We are going to be on fire about you loving you. So we're going to talk a lot about intuitive gifts, using your intuition, and how amazing you really are, each and every one of you. So let's roll, Naomi. How about it? Naomi, how did you create the concept of helping others access their sacred calling?
Oh, it was quite a journey. I guess I have been in ministry since a young girl. I grew up in the Holy Roller Christian Church since I was 6 years old, and I was blessed to have parents who showed me the way of ministry. As I became an adult, my connection with spirit and God started to evolve. I also am a speech-language pathologist by trade, so I've been doing that work, helping others communicate better, and I had this basically a pull on my spirit to do more, right? And then about a year ago or so, I said, you know what, I can't keep this any longer just to myself. So I went ahead and by faith, I listened to spirit. I listened, that's what I call God. I listened to spirit and its many forms in my life. And I said yes to the call, my own call. And so that word, being called into service, has always been something very dear and true to me. So I just decided that I was going to name my spiritual business The Sacred Calling. And my hope is to connect other healers and spiritual teachers with their spiritual calling. And there's so many of us. All of us are divine spiritual beings, right? And yes. So all of us have a calling. Whether it we might think that our calling is not significant, but yet it is, because no one can do what you're here to do except you. I can't do what you're going to do, Mama Louise. I can't do what Susie's going to do. And Susie cannot do what I'm going to do. So we all, it's very imperative that we all step forward into our calling. So that's kind of how that came about. I didn't want to just be a guide for people or a one-stop shop. You know, I wanted to really help people step into this beautiful, powerful life that I experienced from stepping into my own calling.
Wow.
That's how it went down.
I love it. And you know, people sometimes doubt that they are here and they are called to serve or to be the magnificent person that they are. And my question to you is, how can we really finally convince everyone, as many people as we could touch, you are sacred. Please look at you and see you for the miracle that you are.
I think that the imperative point is that you first have to believe it for yourself, right? If you cannot embody your divinity in whatever beautiful form it shows up in your life for you, then how do you expect for other people to see that light within you, right? So I think that's why it's very important that I'm so excited to be on this call today, so that people can really understand what it is that their true gifts are. All of us have, we are all spiritual beings just experiencing this human existence right now. So we have spent our lifetime being this human, this woman, this man, whoever it is that we are. And then we cognitively, we think that's all we are. Once we start to feel that call upon our spirit, that we're something more, or that we feel like we need to be doing something else. You know, how many people say, I just feel like, yeah, I'm doing this job. I love my family. I'm doing a good job, but it just doesn't, I just don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel fulfilled, right? And that's because they have to really meet themselves in their divinity in order to become the light that they were born to be on this earth. So I think that's the number one point, Mama, is that we, in order for us to get more people in line to embody the love, the divine love that's within them to others, they have to first recognize it within themselves.
Wow. And so guess what? We have our guest here. We have Ms. Jennifer Bliss here, who says, yes, listen to spirit, yes. We have Ms. Carl Yamar here, who says, absolutely. We have Ms. Ayana Nicole, says, hey, beautiful people. So the folks are coming through the door, Naomi, and they're eager, and they're so committed to wanting to check in with their sacred calling. So if we had to ask you, how do I begin to at least acknowledge and embrace my sacred calling? How do I get so proud with myself in terms of loving me enough to tap in to my sacred calling at any time I need to access it?
Oh my goodness, what a question. You know, it's very interesting. I think for each and every person, there is, it would depend. I think that really it just starts from love though, right? So we're talking about a couple of different things. People want to know what they can do with these things that they're feeling. So that kind of goes into how spirit communicates with each and every one of us. We all have a connection with spirit. So we have to first acknowledge what that is. Another thing that's very important to point out is that a lot of people, it's easy for them to feel like when they're around somebody who makes them happy, or if they happen to be part of a spiritual practice of whatever religious practice it is, or spiritual practice it is, meditation, church, anything like that, then they know what it feels like to be connected with that higher being, that higher self, or with God, correct? So that's we're humans. So we're innately driven by our emotions. What happens is when our spiritual gifts or those abilities kind of start to overbubble, and then we start to develop secondary symptoms like nervousness, anxiety, worry, doubt, because we don't know what to do with these feelings that we're having. That's when we kind of meet this point of quote unquote crisis, right? Where people come to step forward and say, I'm feeling this. Yeah. I don't really understand what's going on, and I want to understand what's going on. And then that's the point where we can really start to talk about how do you tangibly work on connecting more with spirit.
Yes.
When it comes down to it, Mama, right? When it comes down to it, when I work with people, it always comes back to that center point of divine love. First, finding love with yourself. And we all have issues that we got to work through, right? In order to have that faith to step forward and start to spread the word, or spread the love, or spread the message, spread the healing, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I kind of went off on a tangent there, but that's just what I felt led to say.
No, well, that's great, because we have Fabian that walked in. And
yay, Fabian.
Listen, Ayana, the co-host here, she sent in a few questions. So if it's okay with you, since she's here, can we begin with some of the questions that she wanted to explore while you're here?
I would love to do that for my beautiful sister.
All right. So one of the questions Ayana asked, and she can also respond in the chat as well, is how do we go about developing a deeper relationship with our guides, our guardian angels, you know, those who surround and support us? How do we do that? How do we develop a deeper relationship?
You know, there's many tools out there to do so. What I suggest to people what I ask. How are you connecting with them right now? So maybe we can ask her to type in, how does she know or she feels like there, does she does have a guide there, or does she just believe that she does and doesn't know how to connect with them? What is the question really that she would like to know? Because it would depend.
So we're going to allow her time to type it in.
Okay.
But when we're talking about guides, you know how you feel like, let's say your grandmother is with you because of a smell you pass by, you know, how you feel maybe your father or just ancestors are surrounding you because you feel this enormous amount of love. Could that be access to understanding that you're not alone and that you do have spirit support around you?
Indeed. I think that what we need to do first and foremost is to trust ourselves, right? Because what we want to do, and it has to do a lot with our cultural indoctrination and the way that we think about ourselves, that if we feel that maybe we smelled our grandma, well, we know that she's not here. We have accepted that she has passed on. So we right away write that off. What you're initially doing, essentially what you're doing is you're cutting off your cognizant connection with the spirit of your grandmother, right? And so that's where we, number one, go wrong, is that we don't believe it ourselves. So what we do is we tend to go to people like myself or people like you to say, can you help me connect with my grandmother? And then the grandmother can come in and give messages, and then they start to believe, right? Once a person starts to believe, whichever modality that they seek that out, to have some kind of proof so that they can believe it, then the connection themselves becomes more real. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It really does. And so Ayana has responded in the chat, and she says, I connect often through thoughts that I randomly hear, or I may even feel them. Number synchronicity has been serving as a confirmation often.
Exactly. So she basically answered her own question. So what she needs to do is, when she has already reached the point where she trusts that these messages are coming from a helper, a spiritual helper, a guide. So she has to say yes. That's my number one thing with my clients, that I say, just say yes, right? When you say yes, you open the door and you allow spirit to connect with you. There are wonderful resources out there. For example, she keeps seeing the number 444. She keeps seeing it. Her intuition is saying, this is not a coincidence, right? You can literally go online and look up angel numbers 444. There's plentiful information out there online for us to have. You don't have to have a book. You don't have to have a reader there for you. And you read the message, and you'll know when that message is like, I mean, it's astounding. You're like, wow, I knew I was on the right path. I knew that was what I had been thinking. That's what I have been contemplating. And getting this message or seeing this number is real. A lot of my clients and people that I work with, I always tell them to open their eyes and pay attention.
Yeah. They're open. You feel it.
Right. And not only that, Mama Louise, but if you just pay attention when my friends make fun of me because I notice birds everywhere, right? So I'm like, oh, look over there. Do you see that hawk on that tree? Or look at that crow flying over there. And they're like, how did you see that? I mean, I can see them because I pay attention. I started to notice, I live in Colorado, and there's lots of hawks around here, magpies, crows, ravens. But I started to notice a lot of hawks flying around. I started to notice a lot of hawks sitting on light posts. I started to study Native American spirituality. I got books. I looked online. I started to connect with that part of my spiritual roots, right? And they started talking to me. What do I mean by talking to me? I mean that I acknowledge. This is what I call acknowledging, okay? So let's say you see a butterfly, a yellow butterfly keeps flying by your window. You acknowledge, you say, I see you. Once you acknowledge that connection, you can literally have a thought in your head, which is the message, right? So it's up to you whether or not you want to write it off, which so many people do. They say, maybe I was just thinking that. Okay, well, yeah, maybe you were. So which one do you want to believe, right? Like, it's really that simple. Are you going to say, yes, I am open to this message? Or are you going to say, I think that people might think I'm crazy, so I'm going to believe that too, and I'm going to think I'm crazy, and then you shut off the message, right?
Yes.
So if you're just aware, you just open your eyes and you look, there's so many plentiful messages around animals, insects, numbers, those kinds of things are real. You can hear a song playing on the radio three times in a row. You're like, oh my gosh, that's a song me and my best friend listened to that passed away 3 years ago. I think she's trying to tell me something. I mean, the problem is, Mama, is that, and I do call it a problem, which I am trying to encourage people to realize that it's not scary. It's not weird. It's not crazy for you to connect with spirit, with the spirit world in this way. Being a spiritual person beyond any kind of religious constraint or teaching that you've already known your whole life doesn't have to look weird, right? It doesn't have to look scary or hippie or whatever. You know, it is you. I mean, you are a divine spiritual being.
I love it.
I just feel like saying, start acting like it, you know?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's why we're here tonight, because we are proclaiming a revolution for you believing in you. Naomi, you'll never believe this in the chat. Oh my goodness. Miss Ayana and Miss Collier, they are so sweet. As you were talking about the numerology and terms of, you know, just paying attention to the numbers, Ayana says, I'm seeing 44 right now. And I said, oh my goodness, that's just perfect. And so then Miss Collier says, I do that often. I've been seeing Hawks, Cardinals, and Crows lately. Same here. That's fabulous. Ayana, you know, they're just having such a good time being affirmed right now.
That's great. And so that's, you said the word affirmation. Affirmation, yes. Confirmation. Because that's what we seek. We don't feel empowered in a new way of thought or a new way of being in this world unless we feel like we have some confirmation or affirmation from others that they are also feeling this way. That's another reason why I decided to go ahead and go public with my spiritual beliefs and my spiritual gifts, because I realized that in my personal conversation with friends, you know what everybody said? Yeah, you know, I do believe this way, but I don't talk about it to anybody because I don't know what they're going to think about me. You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't know if my husband will understand me. I don't know if my parents will understand me. And so many people stay in the spiritual closet as they are afraid of what people are going to think or say about them, right? So I said, all right, here I am. Here I am.
Thank you.
And I'm here to help you. Give me your hand.
Thank you. We have Miss Jennifer Bliss, who said, I've been seeing yellow butterflies on point. Yes, this is beautiful. Miss Collier says, 814 are numbers. I'm always seeing them everywhere, any time of the day. Confirmation, Naomi, talk about the joy of people when they feel like, yeehaw, you're talking my song. You're telling me that I'm okay.
Right. I think that's probably the number one thing that I notice when people who are just starting to awaken into a new part of their spiritual practice or their spiritual reality is that they need a community that understands them. I mean, that's why we have communion in religions. Wow. Right? Religions are institutions that have been here. It's an institution. There are faiths and dogmas within that bring people together, but that is separate from spiritual truth. Right? So spiritual truth is spiritual truth, no matter which avenue that you take to get to that spiritual truth. And that's something I firmly believe. I also believe that everybody is at the place they need to be when they're there. And everybody is at the level of their awakening at the time that they need to be there. So if I'm communing with a friend or a stranger who is in a particular dogma that I don't particularly believe in anymore, or that's not my road to my spirituality, I do not shame them. I try to help them understand their connection to divinity on the path that they're already on. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so I think another thing that's very important to say is that there's a big issue with shame when it comes to proclaiming what you believe. And now I feel like I'm preaching.
Yes.
Here we go.
But this is the biggest roadblock because, you know, Naomi, what we would like to do is help people become free and unblocked and unrestricted to be what you were really born to be, an intuitive human being with all of these sensors within you to feel. And I want to help the audience know it's time to unlock not feeling. How about that?
Right. Unlock not feeling. So that reminds me of something that I was reading lately. You know, a lot of people ask about the different clairsentience.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, so I heard that, you know, what are you? Are you a psychic? Are you a claircognizant? Are you a clairsentient? You know, so what does this mean? And I know those kinds of words have been thrown around a lot. Also the word empath, right?
Yeah.
How many of us have said, okay, you know, I truly believe, I've heard many other fellow spiritual teachers and friends talk about how everybody is an empath. Right? Why is that? That's because we are human beings. Our strongest connections chemically within our body is between our brain controls everything, but if you want to call it our heart and our mind, right? We feel so much and we think so much. And that's where that's where it becomes difficult for people, because they start to open their heart and they start to feel, and then their mind comes in and says, wait, 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 that's X, Y, Z. That's wrong. That what if, you know, what if, and is that right? And they think it away, or they think too much and they don't allow themselves to feel it. So there has to be a connection between the two. And by denying a flow, an even flow between the way you feel and the way you think, is essentially denying your humanity. And then we get into a whole other issue, right?
Yeah.
So I think that maybe people might want to know what it's like for them, or what it means when they start to experience the spiritual realm in a new way.
Yes.
So, for example, some people will come to me and they'll say, like, that they see things, like they can actually see, you know, have you heard that, all the scary things? So I see an apparition standing in my room, or I actually saw something there, or I looked at someone and there was a person there, you know, that's what we call clairvoyance. But there's a lot, and then of course clairsentience, or the ability to really feel, is one that we're really familiar with. But there's a lot of people too that can, like you said, I smelled my grandmother's perfume, or they can smell the differences in people's energy, which is really interesting. If I can just jump into a quick story. As a speech pathologist, I was working in a private clinic. This was probably around 7 years ago. And I worked with a high school boy who had Asperger's. And we were working on social communication skills. So out of nowhere, and you know, he was just peculiar. He was so cute. He just tells me, Miss Naomi, I can smell auras. And I said, okay. And as I don't know if people know this, but most people, if not all people with the diagnosis of autism, it's just that their other senses are more heightened. And I believe a lot of them are coming into this earth with many more spiritual attributes. Anyhow, I digress. So he says he could smell auras. And I said, okay, well, what smell is my aura right now? And he said, orange. And I said, oh, okay, what does that mean? He goes, I don't know. But I mean, it's a real thing. I mean, so like literally, like that's his gift. Do you know how awesome that would be to be able to just, to me, I don't have that gift to just smell something. But I have, when I have gone into vision of something, a past life remembrance actually of mine, and also with other clients, I can literally smell what it's like in that time. I can smell the dirt. I can smell the blood, or whatever it is that I'm seeing. So all of these abilities are within each and every one of us. It's actually just how much we want to open up ourselves to accepting who we really are.
Yes. So we have new guests that have walked in.
Okay.
Lena, welcome. Miss Stacy is here. Everyone's energy is here in the room. So let's just take a quick minute to put energy out for everyone, and just everyone, let's just take a moment and give each other love energy. How about that? Let's
amen
to ourselves. Everyone that's listening on the podcast, just sit to yourself for a moment and express love. And I'm curious to see what it's gonna look like, because we're all in here together and it feels so good. Oh my goodness. I feel like this excitement in my chest of joy. just joy. Joy. Good. Like I want to just scream joy. So let's do it. Let's take 2 seconds, everyone, and let's just feel love, joy, prosperity about who we are as human beings. Let's just feel. Woo! Let's just feel. Wow.
Ooh. Would you like me to lead us in a little sound healing meditation of sorts?
Absolutely. Let's go for it. That would be wonderful. All right, everyone, buckle up and we Sharing love.
Woo! Okay, so I know that some of our beautiful brothers and sisters that are live with us right now on YouTube also follow me on Periscope. So this is something that they might have experienced when I do my live broadcast on Periscope. But for everybody else who's new on the podcast, welcome. Everyone who's going to be watching this replay on YouTube later on, I welcome you to my sacred space. So what I would like for us all to do is wherever you are, just go ahead and center yourself. What I mean by that is close your eyes. Just connect with the energy because it is very palpable and is very real, what we are sharing here today.
Yeah.
Energy does not know distance, does not have time limits, does not have physical boundaries, okay? So we can literally, with our intentions, reach each other and share this healing and this love, okay? I have this beautiful sound bowl of mine that my beautiful sister Rebecca gifted me.
Rebecca is here.
Oh, hello, sis. Welcome, my love. Okay. So what we will do is, as we connect energetically, I can connect with each and every one of you, and I am monitoring the sacred circle. I want you to imagine that there is a fire, and we are sitting knee to knee around this fire. This fire is actually burning purple and turquoise color tonight, which is beautiful. We're going to go ahead and imagine those colors, that color energy that wants to come in for each and every one of us in our heart. And I just want you to take some time to feel your heart beating, boom, 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 with those colors just surrounding it. Take some deep breaths in, accept that beautiful light, and go ahead and send that light to your right. Imagine that you're sending it from each heart space, your heart space to the other next to you. Feels so good. And now go ahead and imagine you sending that out into the center fire today, tonight, this evening. And if anyone on the chat wants to go ahead and share with us what they're feeling, if they're seeing anything, smelling anything, I would love to talk about this tonight.
Yes. Zendella, welcome. We are so happy to have you here. Poet Lena, it's always an honor. Chocolate Wanda, Angelic Healer is in the house. Oneness Love. Hello, beauties. Welcome. Please feel free to share. And even on the podcast, give it thought to how it feels when others just surround you, when you know that you're loved just because you exist. Make a note to yourself. How does it really feel to you? You know, and create it for yourself so that you don't have to feel any way but exceptional, just the way you are. How about that? Rebecca says, I love you, sis.
Actually, Mama Louise, I saw, I was taking a look at the chat box and there was a question there that I wanted to address. It's from Jennifer Bliss.
Yes, go ahead.
Can I go ahead and that? She asks, does smoking, food, or alcohol diminish or cover up the abilities? Mm. It can. It very much can. I think that it can. It's intention, right? That the intention of what you do, no matter what it is, will either heighten or diminish your ability to connect energetically with anybody. So this has to do with your physical communication with others and also your communication with spirit. Does that make sense? So for example, if you drink alcohol at the end of a long day because you want to just kind of wind down and you want to dumb down or not have to think or worry yourself away, well then essentially what you're doing is you're using that to cut yourself off from your ability to feel. There are people that I've seen that actually use alcohol in order to feel more loose so that their mind's not telling them, oh, you're crazy, so that they can open up to give messages to people. I personally would not want to do that. However, you also know that you've heard a lot of talk and research about a food intake. And it is known that There are times of fast that has been since the ancients of days, where you fast in order to connect more with spirit. What you take into your body is your sacred vessel. So whatever you are taking into it will literally either diminish your connection or heighten your connection. There is a lot of plant medicine that is used to heighten the connection. So really the answer to that is twofold. For you personally, you need to, if you are even asking that question, sister, that's because your body is telling you to pay attention to what you are intaking or not intaking, because it wants you to start to make a deeper connection with spirit.
Beautiful. Well, I have to tell you, let me tell you what has transpired here while we are literally on the show doing sound love healing experience. Bobby Boy said, violent flames, blaze. I saw purple and orange. I love high pitches. Ayana says, I feel as if my whole body is shaking with the overflow of joy. My hands actually started twitching doing that visualization exercise. And of course, we know that Luna's in the house. Another beautiful light is here. And Jennifer says, as a response to your answer, yes, that makes sense. Cut yourself off from feeling. Yeah. My heart is racing, Ayana says. Wow.
Isn't that beautiful? Woo. Isn't that beautiful? I think here's the powerful thing. Once people actually give it a try and they actually say, yes, I'm here, I'm going to join with you in this energetic exchange, like once they feel what it feels like, then it's like, how can you not say that this is real and palpable for you, right? To connect to spirit in this way. I always tell, I do have an intensive training program where I teach people who want to kind of open up and do their gifts and start using them in their own sacred calling. And what I tell them is that you have to you have to say yes, you have to open yourself up to experiencing what it's like in order to know what spirit wants to bring through you, right? And so a lot of people ask, what kind of tools can I use? There are many tools, for example, singing bowls, crystals that have beautiful energetic properties. There are things such as oracle cards, tarot cards that people like to use. And those things are all tangible things that they can actually get a response from in real time, so that they're not wondering if the message or the vision that they saw or the dream that they had was really a message or not, right? Because it's just a confirmation. So that's one good way for people to really start to experience they connect with spirit.
Wow, I love it. So let's talk about your class, your intensive training that you have at your particular energetic healing, vortex, because I've attended and I am in one of you in your intensive program, and I can tell you right now, I love it. You know, every now and then, the master should always be a student, right?
Amen. Because if you...
Go ahead, baby.
I was just going to say, if you ever think that you have stopped learning the pinnacle of your spiritual experience, or that you no longer need to connect with your own spiritual guides and your own journey to continue to better yourself, then that's the moment that you stop through you, right? What's the saying is that a wise man knows that he's never stopped learning.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
So I agree with you, sister. Amen.
Yes. So we have Miss Collier that says, oh my God, I finally sat down and I said out loud, I'm open and ready to receive. I saw a figure move past me behind me seconds after that declaration.
See? Woo! Oh, it is that simple.
Yes.
It's that simple.
Yes.
You have to get out of your own way.
Exactly. So tell us about your class. First of all, let's start. Where can they find your class at, Naomi? Because I'm already in. So if anybody else wants to join us, come on through.
Okay. Well, there you go. My website is thesacredcalling.com. And on there, you can find on the tab that says Step Into Your Calling.
Yes,
that describes in detail what my course entails. So essentially what it is it's self-paced. So it is not a certain amount of time. You will get from that 7 one-on-one sessions with me. And it's 7. The first one is an initiation, and you can check out the website there that's on the screen. But you get an initiation session where I sit down with you and we do a reading, and I connect with your guides, and anything that needs to come up to that needs to be cleared out of the way so that you could fully step into your calling will come through in that session. Then I go into ceremony for you, and I get a spirit song that's channeled to me that I record and I send to you with additional messages from your spirit guides. And this is all what it is that they want to connect with you with so that you can step into your calling. So for every person, it's different. It's tailored specifically to you. Then you will have six other sessions with me on your pace. In those sessions, what I do is we have readings, and then you will get homework. So like wonderful stuff like, okay, well, what I'm hearing that you need to do is you need to write this down. You need to get clear with XYZ. You need to go out and you need to do this and do that, you know? And then you have the time to do that homework. And then when you're ready, you connect with me again. And then we have another session. We also, what I love about that, and Mama Louise, you can speak about this, is that I have my classes. So I have virtual classes that will that you can be a part of for the duration of the time that you're in my program. It's every other weekend, and you're in there with the other people in the course. And that's where you get practical. You get to practice your gift with each other. You get to share your experiences. I do a teaching on a subject that Spirit tells me to talk on that weekend. And it's a very one, I mean, it's just, actually, this is what I really, really love to do. Yes, I can do one-on-one sessions with people. They're wonderful, but I really like to take the time to teach people how to change their life, right? Not just like, oh, I was just wondering this and okay, cool. I'll whenever I get around to attending to my life later, I'll attend to it. So that's why I developed this intensive training program, Stepping Empowered into Your Sacred Calling. I want people to really feel the joy of being their authentic, true self because they're doing what they're called here to do.
Exactly. What I love about the class myself is that you're free to be just who you are. You're free to be vulnerable, excited, eager to learn, but you're free to answer the call of saying yes to yourself inside of
Amen.
The class.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it is a safe place. Everybody in there is on the same journey in their own individual ways. And you do have a community when you leave there. You leave with friends and people to support you on your journey.
Exactly. And as we've spoken to many times, many of those who know that they have something to offer the world, who know that when they touch people, when they come in the environment, they make people feel good. They're so isolated sometimes because they feel like this can't possibly be happening to me. So I love the fact that the program that you developed for people who are just like that, they get to be around other people who feel like them and who have shared in the same spiritual journey experience.
Exactly. And let me tell you what a magical, awesome, and I mean that in the true meaning of the word, that you're full of awe when you see what happens when we come together. I mean, for example, I have a beautiful sister who is just graduating the program. She's been with me for about 4 months now. And she called me yesterday to tell me that she was invited to do a mediumship reading and connect with a family member who for a family. And they wanted her to come to the house, and she showed up. There was like 25 people deep in there, and she was sitting in the middle of their living room, and she was bringing messages from him that were, I mean, undeniable, right? From him to them. And she said it was the most beautiful healing experience for the family. And I was just so proud because that is what I saw. That's what her guide showed me on that initiation session. And now she is out there doing what she's called to do. And I'm just so excited for her. And I'm hoping soon that you will have her also on your talk show, Mama.
Absolutely.
So she can talk about all the beautiful things that she's doing. This, I'm not sure if everyone can see now what's on the YouTube channel right now, this on my praise page, this beautiful woman, Jahani, and this experience that we had. Do you want to talk about that, Mama? Or?
Sure, sweetheart. We want to let the world know that it's possible for you to be the miracle, intuitive gift that you are. And we want you to stop hiding and come out and share your gift. So please share. Please share.
So this is a beautiful story. If I would have decided to keep hiding because I was afraid of what people were going to say, or I was afraid that I wasn't capable enough to do God's work, then this type of testimonial wouldn't have happen. I was live on Periscope. This beautiful sister, Jihani, had been on a couple of my scopes. She had come in and she was mentioning something about her boyfriend. Finally, Spirit just told me, you need to speak with that woman. So this is live. This is just happening, right? And I said, okay, what's going on with you? She said her boyfriend was in the hospital in a coma in the United States. She's in another country. She's very worried about him. Obviously, she can't communicate with him. And Spirit told me, you can help her communicate with him right now. And so I said in my mind, okay, you know, did I say, I've never done that. No, I didn't think those thoughts. I just said, okay, here I am, Lord, use me, right? So I just did what I was told to do. I said, okay, you're going to connect with me. I had my colleague that was there connect for him. I was able to connect with her boyfriend. I could see that he was not in a cognizant state. He was unable to communicate, but he could hear. And so I don't really remember the details, but I do know that I could feel what was going on. And then I heard him tell her a message, and I relayed that message. And okay, this is live on Periscope. Okay, bless you, sister. Love you. Next. Okay, so we did the next reading that was coming through. She booked a private session with me like the next day. 2 days later, we're on the call. She tells me, Naomi, my boyfriend came out of a coma, and I was able to talk to him. He told her that he could see her in his hospital room. And he was like, he said he could see her, and he was freaked out because he's like, she's in another country. What are you doing here? And that he said that there were a man and a woman there in the room with him, and that they told him that they were there to help him. And so he turned to his girlfriend and he told her exactly what I heard him say to her and relayed the message to her in real time. And I was blown away. I mean, that's the miracle of what can happen when you say yes to your calling. I'm not doing anything, right? I'm just saying yes. And anybody can do this. Could you imagine what we could do on this earth? And what we can do energetically to change the vibrations on this earth and to bring love and healing to each other on a real basis if we all just said yes and we got out of our own way and we let Spirit work through us. So that's why I do what I do. I don't want it to be just a few people who have the anointing or the gift, you know, like, we all have the gifts, so let's start doing it.
Yes, yes, yes. Fabian says, yes. We've got Chakra Rhonda who's saying, beautiful Naomi, you are a spiritual midwife. What a blessing. What a blessing, Naomi. You are gifted in allowing yourself to be the vessel to channel that energy in such a way that's a gift to others. This is what's making my heart sing. We want you to sing to the highest mountain and the top of the star in the universe. Wandering Technology just walked in and said, love it, because we want you to believe in you. We are on a mission for a revolution in love, and we want you to return back to the magical miracle of you. Like you said, Naomi, this is just not for someone who's special, gifted. Naomi, you said, no way. We all come here this way.
Amen.
How about that, Naomi? We all come here this way. And so I noticed for the show, you have a certificate here for anyone who would like to go www.chilloverradio.net/A-ML radio show, or just go to the www.chilloverradio.net. And you will see on the website Naomi's coupon for $200 off her intensive program. How about that?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I ran this special, I think, at the beginning of the summer. And so I figured now for Christmas, it would be wonderful. This program that I run is continuous. So we have students coming in and out. And it's wonderful to have new blood in there, new people getting out and learning about what their calling really is. So I have this $200 off the whole intensive program. And all you have to do is click on that link there. It'll take you to my webpage, and in the it'll take you to my contact me portion of the webpage. And then in the message body or in the subject line, you can just put hashtag the sacred calling, and then go ahead and let me know that you're interested in joining my group. And I will set up a time with you to do a discovery call to kind of talk about your options. I do have payment options, so you don't have to pay it all up front. And let's get your journey started.
I love it. So we're going to give people a chance in the chat to ask additional questions. But while we're waiting, so if you have questions for Naomi, this is a great time to ask. Also, Naomi, give out your website again so where people can contact you directly if they have questions, especially if they're listening on the podcast.
It is www.thesacredcalling.com. Pretty easy. I also have Instagram account is also the_sacred_calling. And my email is thesacredcalling@gmail.com.
Beautiful. All right. So one of the things I like to tap into is, Naomi, you know, people have so many gifts, but they're afraid or confused on how to tap into it. How can they become free of that and use their gifts more?
Oh, fear is only dispelled through love. So what I teach people is that fear can look, I mean, they're literally two different vibrations. Fear has a wide bandwidth sound wave to it. So it only touches the median. Now I'm getting technical, but I'm a nerd. It only literally, when that energy is being emitted, it can be charted on a bandwidth, and it only reaches the middle a wave once in a while. And love frequency has a short bandwidth, so it meets the middle wave more often. So literally any kind of energy that we're putting out, any kind of thought that we have, is an extension of one or the other. So for example, when it comes to you feeling like you felt an intuition that you needed to go tell your neighbor something, and then you didn't do it, and then that thing happened, and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to start listening to that. What happened that stopped you from going and talking to your neighbor? It was doubt. Doubt is a vibration of fear. So what I teach my students is, tell me what is the opposite of doubt on the other side of the spectrum, on a love-based frequency. What's the other side of doubt? Confidence, assurance. So all you have to do is literally first acknowledge what you're really feeling. Okay, I'm feeling doubtful of my gifts. Do I have them or do I not? Why don't you stop at that moment and say, I acknowledge you. And now I'm going to change the way I talk about that. I'm going to say, I am confident that I have this gift. I am assured that if I speak what I'm feeling, that it is going to be accurate. If you start telling yourself that enough, then that fear vibration literally leaves your body, and then you will start to become the confident, assured person who can go and start to practice your gift. If you don't practice your gift, then you don't know what it feels like to embody that part of who you are. You know what it feels like to embody fear, doubt, shame. You know what that feels like because you're spending all your time there, right?
Yes.
So why don't you just change your thought process and start to practice what it feels like to embody the opposite of that? I'm not sure if that that answered your question.
Yes, but, it did, because I want to go through that again, because I know for sure that I have a special guest, and that's my cousin, who is on this chat right now.
Yay.
And she a phenomenal intuitive, like everyone that's in this room. And I just would like for you to reiterate that when you have your gift, how do you just settle yourself down and just say, forget it, I'm abandoning doubt and I'm grabbing hold to my knowing that I am an intuitive. I am one who guides. I am one who guides in love. How do you just grab it by the horn and determine that that's what you're going to live in?
Easy. You just do it. You just decide. You just have to decide what's more important to you. There comes a time in everybody's life, whether it's involving developing your spiritual gift or getting a new job or asking the woman that you love to marry you or telling your parents how you really feel, whatever it is, there comes a time when you just say, I do no longer want to live in that uncomfortableness of not being my authentic self, and you just decide to do it. So if I could give an example, I think I did when I talked about, like, you have an intuition and you want to go and you should have told your neighbor, but you don't. Your cousin is not going to know what it's like until she starts doing something about it, right? Even if it is, you don't have to necessarily, you know, be so brave that you go and jump on Periscope or go, you know, knock on the neighbor's door and tell them this thing. You can find someone that you know, that you trust, that you're willing to say, hey, I got this message for you, or I feel like this is coming through for you. and find and see how they respond to you. And you'll see that you're going to be on point if it is truly spirit moving through you. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing, is that a lot of people wonder, well, is it really spirit, or is it just me making it up? If it's happening enough, it's probably spirit working through you. And you're not going to know until you actually do something about it. I mean, Mama Louise, it's really that simple.
I love it. I'm wanting everyone to hear and feel that it's just that simple. Feel it, hear it, and trust it. How about that, Naomi?
Right, right. And that's what it is. And I think the easiest way is to really start practicing our self-talk, right? So if it has to be where she has to, your cousin here, she, I'm not sure. I think you said it was she. If she has to write down on postcards, I am a phenomenal intuitive, and put it on her mirror so she reads it and she tells herself that every day, then that'll start to become who she is. That's why she'll start thinking about herself. All she really has to do, or anybody who's listening to this, sit down, get a piece of paper, and start writing down your doubts. I think da 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 da, or just write what you feel. And so it might look like this. You know, I'm pretty sure that I have this gift because this happened to me the other night. This always happens to me, but I don't know. I doubt myself, and what will they think? And you know, that one time that I told Susie, she kind of looked at me crazy and it made me feel this way. Okay, you write it down. You got it out. You acknowledged it. You sit back down and you look at it, and you really look at the language that you're telling yourself. I think I have this gift, but then rewrite it. I am a phenomenal intuitive who knows when spirit speaks to her, right? Yeah. You start to retell your story. I'm like looking not at the camera. Hello. So you have to literally, like, it's very powerful to get a pen and a paper and write down your reality.
I love it.
And that goes for anything in our lives, right? But also with our spiritual gifts. If you really just start to claim who you are and start telling yourself that every day, then when those messages start to come to you, when you start to see more, when you start to feel more, when you start to know more, when you start to have more visions, then you'll just be able to accept it more.
Yeah.
And then you can do something about it.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So we have a question in the chat, and it says, how can you radiate love when you are surrounded by fear-based people?
That's a heavy-duty question. There's a couple of things you can do, and some of it might be easy and some of it might not be easy. The easiest way is to stop surrounding yourself with fear-based people. If there are friends, coworkers, things like that, you can literally separate yourself from that kind of environment. Sometimes it's not easy to do because we're married to them, or there are parents or something like that, or there are family members. So from my own personal experience, Mama Louise, what I realize is the best way to really go about, a lot of people like to talk about shielding yourself. Okay, let me shield myself from this. And what do? I got to put a purple ray of light around me, and I need to call in my guides. Yes, 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 yes. That is very helpful, of course. But most of the time, you're not realizing how powerful your own energy is influencing the reaction of the negative energy back to you.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like to hear that. Trust me, I didn't like to hear that. Okay.
Wow.
Who has really come into my life to show me this reality is that I'm a powerful being. We all are very powerful beings. We have this energetic field that vibrates. You know, they call the law of attraction. A lot of people say whatever you put out is going to come back to you. Yes, that's true. There's also the saying, whatever, as above, so within. Mm-hmm. But what the saying of the Native American peoples is, as within, so without.
Wow.
So really, it starts with you. You are the catalyst of everything in your life. So if you really want to start protecting yourself from the negativity that surrounds you all the time, you really need to start looking in within yourself and saying, what negativity do I put on myself? I mean, now I just feel like I'm preaching again.
No, but then let's go even bigger. What fear am I putting on myself, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Or what fear am I allowing society to continue to place on me? And now I've decided that I no longer want to be a part of this fear that other people have created.
Exactly, exactly. So from my own personal experience, I was in a... at one point, wonderful marriage that turned very negative. And what happened is that I accepted that I was not enough, that I was the cause of the problem, that I was this. And I accepted that to be my truth because that's what I kept hearing.
Yeah.
My soul was aching and telling me, this is not you. This is not you. And as I started to work on myself to say, I want to connect more with spirit like I used to when I was younger. And I started in my own way to connect with spirit. My soul could not contain itself. And I literally heard myself say, you can no longer be here. So I made the choice. So a lot of us get there, right? But then we don't do anything about it. What are you going to do about it? So I had to do things to change my perspective, to change the way that I talked about myself. And it's a continuous process that I'm continuously changing. But really, I think everything goes back to that self-talk, right? And what do we say to ourselves? Because what we say to ourselves is what we're going to believe.
Exactly. So let's do a little self-talk exercise right here, right now, live, so that we can raise the energy that's even on the podcast, right? We can raise the energy that's vibrating right here live. Let's exude self-talk of being empowered in our gift.
All right, let's do it.
Yes.
So you want me to lead it?
Go for it. No, I do.
I guess so, right? I'm the guest.
Oh, no, right. We are family now. We've joined together, not even as a guest. We are together as family.
So this is what I would like to do, sister. I would like for people to put in the chats some, let's get real here, right? If you want to really see what this feels like in real time, let's get real. They can put in the chat some self-negative talk that they have believed about themselves. And then Mama, you can pick one of those and then I'll kind of lead them through that. And then everybody else can kind of interject their own thought in there and we can practice together. Does that sound good?
Yes. This is just the way you do it in class, remember? And it is awesome.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm a teacher.
I love it. Okay. So let's go, everyone. Let's think about what you no longer want to hold on to in your life right now. So if you're listening on the replay or the podcast, put it out there, what you really want to change right now. And we're going to affirm you. Even if we're not physically there with you, we want you to know that if you're ever listening to this, we still are standing in space for you. If you ever look at this video live or listen in the podcast, we are affirming, we are supporting you in your deliverance of change. We have one person that says in the chat, my family and friends will see my gifts as ungodly.
Ooh,
that's one of her concerns.
She
how about that? How about that, Naomi?
Right?
How about that? I'm going to repeat
that's the big one.
So we can have clarity. One of the audience says that my family and my friends will see my gifts as ungodly.
Okay, so here is something you can do. I will practice it as though I'm you. I would say to myself three times, my friends and my family will see my gifts as ungodly. I'm saying that right now. It's not even my statement, but it has been my experience in the past, and I feel this lump right here in my throat. And then I say it again. I really want to feel what that feels like. My friends and my family will see my gifts as ungodly. My friends and my family will see my gifts as ungodly. Oh my God, it just feels terrible coming out of my mouth. So I'm going to choose the truth about myself. That is a worry, that is a concern that I have. So what's the opposite of a concern? If you're not concerned, you are sure. You are sure and confident, right? So I am going to change that statement into a confident statement.
Love it.
I am filled with the light of God. When I practice my gifts, my friends and family will feel the power of God through my being. See the difference there?
Ooh.
I am filled with the light of God. So when I practice my gifts, my friends and family will feel the light of God through me. Ooh. I am filled with the light of God. So when I practice my gifts, my friends and family will feel the light of God working through me. Ooh. I mean, it just feels different coming out of my body.
Yeah.
So that's what you can do.
Ha ha ha!
Because it's going to start there. Trust me. I'm not sure if my beautiful, wonderful mother and father are watching me right now. They might be. And if they are, I love you very much. They have given me, I would not be the woman I am today if it wasn't for both of them teaching me the love of God through their example. Not only in their service, through their faith, through their love and their faith in me, through their support that comes from God, that divine love that comes through them, I would not be the woman I am today. Me having the guts, having the confidence to tell my parents, this is what who I really am and this is how I really serve God today, was very hard for me to do. Wow. And trust me, I went through the whole round of emotions. It was a process. I'm able to share this information with you and this kind of practice with you because I lived it and I practiced it. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but I talked to my, and I believed in myself enough to know that I did not want to live the rest of my life feeling like I couldn't be my authentic self with the people that I love the most. And I didn't want my daughter to grow up learning from me that she should shun the way that she really is because she's afraid of what I might think someday. So because it was just my point to say enough is enough and I don't want to feel this way anymore, I spoke with my mother and I told her what it is that I'm doing. I shared with her my website, my gifts, and she met me with love and acceptance. And I was willing to accept her in whatever space that she's in, right? Because the number one thing that we need to remember is that when it comes to what other people are going to think, anyone's going to react to what you share, who you present yourself to be in whichever way that they want to present themselves or however they want to react to you. You don't have control over that. The way that they react to you is where they are in this moment, and that is okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay for them, and it frees you to be authentically you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we have another question. Welcome, Ms. Baldwin. We're happy to have you, who states that I am a powerful lover and healer. I am prophetic, dreamer, and intuitive. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, let's beautiful. Go. Beautiful. So here, I want to extend on this. I'm sorry, Mama. Once you make that statement of who you are, then what you can do is you can start making the statements of what you're going to do about it, right? So I am a phenomenal intuitive dreamer. I am magical and whatever, whatever. And then what? I step forward confidently and speak the truth when I need to. Something like that, right? So that's the next step that you can do to kind of practice on your own.
I love it.
Becoming more confident in your gifts.
I love it. So we also have people in the chat, our sisters and our brothers in humanity, talking about they would like to know, how do you affirm when you feel that I'm not good enough?
Okay. How do you affirm when you feel you're not good enough? So in other words, it's almost, I'm guessing from that question that maybe he or she, is it a she, he? I'm not sure who said
well,
that.
Well, it actually came from both, a he and a she.
Okay.
Inadequacy.
Okay. Inadequacy is an outcome of probably many years of accepting from the people that you have allowed to be your closest circle, or that your family that you're born into, that you weren't good enough to begin with. So it is a journey to start to feel that you are worth it. You know, there's probably a lot of, if these two people were in my class and they were coming to me, there would be a lot of healing that we would go through. Right? Divine healing that can come in an instant. But it's still the same way. It is tangible for you. It is there for you to hold, to change your life if you just start to believe that you accept it. What I notice that a lot of people do when I'm working with them is it just takes them a while to even think that they're worth accepting these truths that they're writing down, right? That's why I say it's very important for you to write things down, because you can use not only your thought process, which is going all the time, but you're doing something tactily to get your mind and body into it, and then you're reading it and you're saying it out loud. They have to really retrain their brain really to accept what they want the reality to be and not what they feel, what they've been feeling their reality is. You know, that's the difference, I believe, between people who are born into very terrible circumstances where they go through a lot of pain, a lot of strife, but yet they come out victorious, right? And they're very successful in life. And those who are born into the same terrible existence and they perpetuate that same existence over and over into their children. It's because those who decided that wasn't going to be who they were, they weren't going to let their experiences define them, and they were going to define themselves for themselves, those are the ones who come out victorious. So if you are feeling that you are inadequate, you just have to stop believing that lie, because it's not true. You are so adequate at being you because no one else can be you. And not only that, think of yourself not just as a human being that's experienced in this life. Think of yourself as this beautiful, powerful, gifted, spiritual light being that is just embodying in an expression of your human life right now. Because that's the truth, right? That's the truth. If you start seeing yourself as that and you start accepting yourself as that, then you're going to be like, what the hell was I believing all this, you know, bull from everybody for all this time? I hope that's helpful.
It is. It's hopeful. It's peaceful. It settles into your soul to be reaffirmed that you are powerful just because you exist.
Mm-hmm. I see someone here on the comment saying retrain the brain. And that's exactly what it is. Our brain controls our emotions and our emotions influence our thoughts. So that goes back to what I was talking about earlier, is that being human is a beautiful thing because we have to really learn how to play the game right and balance the two so that we can function to our highest capacity, right? So we have to retrain our brain and we have to allow ourselves to really feel. So, you know, this kind of goes into another study, field of study, but it is the truth and it is reality that a lot of times we are too much, we don't think that we're good enough because we spend too much time feeling the bad feelings and replaying that story in our minds because that's comfortable. That's what we're used to. Change is never comfortable, right, Mama?
Exactly.
So we tend to want to feel comfortable. We want to feel comfortable in our lives. And once we start, we might be brave and we want to make a change. And then we, you know, we're like, oh God, that felt bad. Or I came out when I told them how I felt. And then they all started telling me that I was crazy and that, you know, that I was whatever they want to say. And then you're like, oh, see, I told you I should have kept it inside. Well, that's because it feels comfortable not to step out and change, right? So much, Mama, so much to talk about.
No, sweetheart. So we have another question in the chat. How can your gifts help you or help us heal our physical body?
Wow. Okay. Are they asking how can one's gift, like anybody's gift?
Yeah. Yep. Heal their own physical body. Heal themselves.
Well, I think that a lot of times, if not all the time, I like to say all the time, because our body is our vessel, correct? So yeah. If we start to listen to our body, it'll start to tell us what things we need to work on. We know that, for example, cancer can literally be created and perpetuated with our thought process. Physical pain, this is interesting. I'm glad this was brought up. For me, I tend to feel things on a spiritual level in my body. So that might be where a message is coming in from spirit and I feel like the top of my head tingle or open up, or I'll feel something going down my leg. I actually feel an energetic change within my body. So it tells me when I am kind of connecting with an energetic of another plane. But also sometimes after a long day of work, I'll just sit here and I'm like, oh my gosh, the bottom of my foot is throbbing, right? And so I go to my foot and I take time to massage that out. And as I'm doing that, I'm literally pulling that emotion out of my body. That's what acupuncture, reflexology, the meridians in our body, all of that very Eastern medicine type thing is based on their belief that our bodies hold these energetic fields. And I'm not an expert in that, so excuse me if I'm not using the right terminology, but it's a real thing. So I think that, I know that, for example, when people are healers, like medicine men and women, they are literally having a conversation with the higher self or that subconscious of their patient, and they're getting them on board to believe that they are whole and that they are the healing, right?
Yeah.
When it goes back to the brain connection, if we believe that we are being healed or that we no longer deserve to be in this pain, then we literally will change the vibration in our body that will allow our body to start to heal itself. Not only that, but we will start to make the changes that we need to make our body more healthy. And then there's the whole practice of Reiki,
yes,
actual energetic healing. I've experienced that, but I'm not like very knowledgeable in how that works. But I think that anybody who is experiencing some type of physical ailment, there is definitely real tangible healing there available to them through the faith that they are worth it and that they can do something about it.
Woo.
And that's what I gotta say about that.
That is powerful, to have faith, huh?
Mm-hmm.
In themselves, in their, the fact that they are a miracle being and that the body is sending a message that you don't feel good inside your heart, your soul. So we're responding to you not feeling good inside. And we want you to recognize that we're telling you to go to the place that will help you also feel good inside.
Mm-hmm. Or
so that we can help you
change your diet, right? Yeah. Or to get more sleep.
Yes.
Or to stop stressing out for every little thing, because it's literally changing your blood pressure, you know, like things like that. We are magical beings, but everything doesn't need to be so woo and magical either, right?
Exactly.
We are spiritual beings. We have to connect into that. And we also have to be grounded, and we have to be human as well. We need to pay attention to our bodies.
Exactly. So speaking on grounding, we have another question from Miss Ayana, if it's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to become properly grounded? And how do we ground ourselves?
Becoming properly grounded means, like I think what I was saying, that you're not always in your head, or you're not always in the clouds communing with spirit, that you have to also acknowledge that you are that human being. For those of us who are spiritual practitioners or healers or moms, or husbands or wives, you know, we exchange healing energy with people when we engage in loving, caring things for them. Teachers, therapists, you know, we extend our gas, right? Our emotional and energetic gas. So we have to replenish that. I think that's a good analogy of what it means to be grounded, you know? So think about, what does grounding mean? Well, you think, a lot of people like to think of trees. I think that there are many, it would depend on the person and what they feel. You're going to know intuitively what you need to do. So some people like to go out in nature. If you literally go out and put your hands or get into the field of a tree, trees literally strip off the negative ions or the positive ions off of your body from just being in an electronic world all the time, and they literally ground it. Like, it's not just something that we think happens. This is literally what the energetics of the tree does for us. Okay. So you could go out to a tree, you could just be in that energy. And if you can't go to the tree, you can just imagine yourself sitting against the trunk of a tree and then feeling your spine going into the tree, and then you become the trunk of the tree.
Mm.
And then you can imagine all that worry, all that stress, all of those thoughts that keep racing through your mind, going through your body, into your feet, into the ground as roots. And if you really want to get into it, you can imagine yourself going deep down into the earth, into the soil, and just being in Mother Earth for a while, and then letting her take all of that worry off of you. I mean, just thinking about it makes me feel like so happy and grounded. Can you feel that?
Yes, and guess what, Naomi? I'm going to tell you a secret. I know for a fact that there are a lot of tree huggers in the live chat. So, you know, they're tapping and dancing around here because they're saying yay, yay to the tree huggers who love to get grounded by our roots of our natural tree.
Ooh, now here's so the thing is that we are, and the other thing to do, get in the water.
Yes.
Take a bath, even take a shower. So a lot of times if I'm stressed out, I'm going to have a stressful day, in the shower, I am consciously aware that I am communing with the water that literally also strips off the negative ions or positive ions. I guess I should have checked before I got on here, but forgive me. One of those ions, it'll literally strip them off of my body. I envision all of those worries going down. I'm thankful. I have gratitude in my heart. I acknowledge what I want to come forward. I am thankful that I am not stressed today. I'm thankful that I'm going to have a beautiful day. Make me a blessing today. And I imagine all those worries going down the drain, taking a bath with salt, just a bath by itself if you don't have anything, but adding things like essential oils, salts, crystals. And you notice that every tool that I am suggesting is a natural earth element.
Yeah.
So why does that work for grounding? Because how much of our body is made up of stardust, dirt, dust, and water? I mean, it's what we are. So we are communing with another expression of ourself to heal ourselves, to ground ourselves. We're not just beings walking on this earth and we're not connected to it. When you start to connect with the earth and have a relationship with it, it will serve you, and then you will be able to serve her back by serving her people in a much more effective way, because you've taken care of your body. Mm. So you got to take care of your body. You got to ground.
Well, in the chat line, we have Barbara saying, yes, my best meditation is when I swim. It's almost like oxygen for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa says, yes, the water is life.
Right. And so everyone, you'll know intuitively what it is that you like to connect with. When you think of, a lot of people like to ground by going outside and connecting with the sun, right? Letting the sun, the sun has other properties of invigoration and initiation and putting joy into your heart and hopefulness. I mean, it does that as well. But it's you saying, I am here on the earth and I'm looking up to you, Papa Sun, and I am allowing you to commune with me, right? What it does is it consciously puts your awareness that you are connected to the earth, because you're not up there looking at the sun from above, looking down at it, right? So I think what I would like to say that is very important, what I would love for everyone to understand, is that what we attend to is literally where the power is going to manifest. So if you are feeling like you're being contacted by a spiritual guide, or you feel the spirit of God come upon you, if you acknowledge it, then you actually allow that to come into more relationship with you. If you acknowledge that you are worthy and that you are no longer going to believe that you are X, Y, and Z, or worry about what people are going to think about you, but you acknowledge that you are the one who can bring forth your calling, then you will start to be that. The power will go there. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I love it. I love it. I love it. We have another question in the chat that's talking about, as we are approaching the upcoming super moon this Monday, how can we connect to our sacred calling?
Well, beautiful question. How do you want to connect to your sacred calling? It's literally in your power, in your control. It seems to me that you have an intention to do some kind of connection when the super moon comes out, or else you wouldn't be asking that question, right? So all you need to do is you need to find a place to go out and just talk to the moon. Have a conversation. You can do it out loud or in your head. If you acknowledge the moon, thank you for shining your light upon me. I thank you for this communion we're going to have. And you just open yourself up. You'll start to get feelings. You'll start to get thoughts. You'll start to get messages. You'll start to know things. And then what you do with that is you accept it. You accept that. Let's say you do that on the new moon and you acknowledge that there's a communion and you start to feel like, wow, I really need to get started on that business where I go and I make this food and give it to the homeless or whatever. That's literally spirit trying to connect you with your sacred calling, because that thought came up again. Or you start to cry uncontrollably and then an old emotional wound comes up. Well, that's because in order to step into your calling, you first need to really deal with that emotion and get it out of you. Really take the time to deal with what you need to deal with. So that's what I mean. There, you need to listen. You need to accept that that's what you're being called to do, and then start doing the work towards that.
Ooh, I love it. Let's talk about sacred calling. Like, let's talk about how can we become so assured of ourselves to know that the sacred calling is something that's going to grab a hold of us and get our attention, no matter whether we resist it or not. How about that? And how do you survive that? And how do you dance for joy that you have this sacred calling?
Okay, well, I think dancing for joy because you have the sacred calling and you're walking in it is the end line, right? That's the hope where we want to be. If you don't already feel that way, it's because you're not there yet. So yeah. How do we surrender to our calling? Well, we have to spend a lot of time working on it, communing in that space. So it's just like anything else. How do I become a teacher? Well, you got to start teaching things. You got to start knowing what is it that you can teach? What is it that you know? How you need to perfect your craft by teaching it, right? How do I make the best enchiladas ever? You need to start figuring out what ingredients go in it. You need to start talking to your family members or people who know how to make it. And you need to start trying to make good enchiladas, right? That's what you have to do in order to really say, yeah, I'm like this really good enchilada maker and I can now open a restaurant because I'm so good at it. People really love my enchiladas. I mean, that is how you surrender to your sacred calling. It's not different than anything else. If you really want to step into what your soul is really calling for you to do, you need to start communing with practices that are going to open up your soul to accepting who you truly are, whether that is going to church, whether that is doing meditations, whether that is doing yoga, whether that is finding a community that does sacred ceremony, whether that is reading books, whether that is doing self-improvement study, something. You have to start learning about it and then seeing how you are responding to that. And get a good teacher. You can get a good teacher. And you will know who the good teacher is when you feel drawn to them. You'll know. Your spirit will know. You don't want to just find a teacher who's going to be just says, I'm a teacher and I can teach you whatever. If you don't feel drawn to that person, then that person is not there to guide you. Find others who are on the journey with you and have a support system. So in those times when you are feeling like, oh, I've been making such good progress, and then all of a sudden I'm back to wallowing in my bed and thinking I'm unworthy, that you can call them up and say, you know, I'm feeling this way. You're like, yep, I know what you mean. I felt that way too yesterday, but this is what I did, and this is how I got through it. And then you will have that support system to help you on your journey.
Wow, that is beautiful, Naomi. So I'm going to go, if you don't mind, with just a few more questions. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Good. So how do we find out the names of our guardian angels or our gods? How do we get into knowing who is guiding us beside ourselves?
Now, a lot of people, I'm going to have a couple of answers for this. A lot of people want to know the names of their guides because as humans who communicate with others, we acknowledge people by their names. So for some reason in our brain, we think that if we don't have the name of the person that we're talking to, then we're really not talking to them. Mm. What I suggest to people, if you get a name, awesome. If you don't, awesome. They're still there. They're still guiding you. I think it's more important to start to feel what it feels like when that guide is with you. Wow. So for example, I don't know all of my guides' names and I don't need to know their names, but I know what they feel like. And when I feel the presence of one, I acknowledge them that they're there and I just listen for the message and we can have a conversation and I can get the message. I don't need to know their name. When I'm doing what we call mediumship work, where you're connecting with spirits who have passed, I don't always get their name. If I need to get their name, I'll get their name. But I can still have the conversation with them in order for them to reach their family member. I think it's more important for us to realize that at any point, we have access to everything on the spiritual realm because we ourselves are divine spirit. So in essence, and you know, this is really the truth, but sometimes it really kind of bugs me because, you know, it just, we are them. We are our guides. We're not separate from them, right? We are not separate from God because we are divine. We are the divine God within us. I mean, we are the divine God as well. When we start to think of we're in America. For listeners in other countries, they might not recognize themselves in this fashion, but in America, we have this separation between us and a Godhead, that we are less than. In order to reach communion with this Godhead, we have to be graced in, or we have to do XYZ, okay? But once you start to realize that you have the connection to spirit and to God in a real tangible way, because you're just recognizing that within yourself, then it's not important that you have a name. It's not important that you understand how to contact them. You just say yes, like answer to any of the other questions, right? You just say yes, I acknowledge that I am worthy and I'm here to receive the message. So I realized that this is, you know, it's good to hear. Yeah, that sounds awesome. But it's different when people start to put that in practice. And so that's why it's good to have a teacher to help you through that process. And there's one right here in case you're looking for one.
There you go. So with that said, Naomi, let's give out your website again, please, before we come to our great conclusion of love here on this station.
Thank you, my love. My website again is www.thesacredcalling.com, and you can contact me there on the contact page. You can also contact me via email, which is thesacredcalling@gmail.com. You can also go to the Work With Me tab on my website, and there you can see I guess that doesn't say the different services that I do have. Maybe I should change it. But you can scroll on down to the Apply With Me link, and there it'll take you to my booking site, and there you can see the different offerings that I have. I do free 15-minute consultations or discovery calls with anyone just to see if I'm the right fit for you. You can tell me what it is that you're looking for, and then we can see if I am the right fit for you. I also do know many wonderful teachers and healers. If I am not the right fit for you, I can definitely recommend someone for you. And then I do have one-on-one sessions. I do hour or hour and a half calls. And then, of course, the best of all, which is my joy, is the intensive training program, so that I can really, really work with you on a real personal basis, on a continuous basis, to get you feeling confident and empowered in how your own spiritual practice looks for you, and find out what gifts you have, and to get you to be by your side as you start to practice your healing gifts with the world.
Wonderful. Naomi, I would like for us to consider leaving our audience on the podcast or on live with an understanding of just how powerful and wonderful and amazing they are.
Wonderful.
Can we collectively affirm each other for not only this moment, but forever.
Amen. So let's go ahead and practice some affirmations together. Okay?
Yeah.
I am grateful. I am thankful for each moment that I breathe. I am thankful for the divinity that runs through my blood. I am grateful for the air that I breathe that brings in the spirit of life and the spirit of God into my body and out. I am grateful that I am chosen because I am the only one who can be me. I am grateful that I am capable, that I am worthy, that I am the embodiment and the example of divine love on this earth. I am grateful.
Yes. Oh my goodness. And I am equally, humbly grateful for you, Naomi. Thank you so much, dear heart. I just love you so deeply for coming and sharing your gifts and beckoning us to come to the sacred call of ourselves. I love
Thank you. Thank you, Mama Louie, so much for having me. It's been such an honor that you would want to have me on your show. And I love you very much as well. And don't forget, anybody that wants to really take advantage of that intensive program with me right now, I do have that $200 off on my program. So just go to the website. And I'm not sure which.
It's right there. the www.chilloverradio.net. It's right on the website, and they will see it each time that they go. They can always find it at Chill Lover Radio, www.chilloverradio.net. And you will find when you go under, let's get it up, and you go under where it says live shows. You go right under here for now. It says Ask Mama Louise. You scroll down and you will see it right before you. Woo, there is the cool. You just click right here on the screen, and that will send you right to send Naomi a message that you are going to take full advantage of the $200 off. Use the promo code hashtag the sacred calling in your message box. How about that? Hashtag the sacred calling, and go ahead and get your $200 off.
Yeah, of an
amazing, amazing, I know, an amazing opportunity. Again, go ahead and take advantage of getting your $200 off, an amazing opportunity to have a community and a guide to uplift you in your own natural gift of you being a miracle of you. How about that? Everyone in the chat is saying thank you, Naomi. Thank you, Mama Louise, for an incredible coming together. Thank you. We love you. Beautiful. Wow. $200 off. Yes, sugar. Please make sure you take advantage of this. Mama's in the class herself, and I'm having a ball, and I'm growing, and I'm loving learning how to access the gifts that we all have, huh, sugars? What's inside of you? Thank you, dear family, for coming. I cannot ever explain to you how desperately we want you to know. You are the power, huh? You are the depths of the epitome of one of many great things who have been created on this planet and in this universe. Please, sugars, recognize your greatness and go out here and enjoy yourself and enjoy the gifts that you have, and stay away from doubt that prevents you from moving forward with you. Huh, sugars? When you see that doubt show up in the midst of your sacred calling, I want you to tell it, move out of your way, because you are determined that you will never let anything stop you from your service, not only to humanity, but for all things that have been created through your own sacred calling. Thanks, everyone, for coming. We love you so much.
Thank
Please
you. Amen.
Thank you. Yes, baby. Follow me. You always can follow me at www.askamamalouise.com. You can find us both on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us all over social media. We'll be willing to serve you all. I am a miracle. Yes. Before we leave out, everyone say, in the listening audience, I want you to say to yourself, thank you, Chakawanda, that I am a miracle. That's the way we always close out a Mama Scope, huh? Because no matter what you're going through in your life, no matter what you've experienced, no matter what is happening at this very moment, the bottom line is I always want you to remember who you truly are. You are a miracle. All right, everyone. Namaste. We love you. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Love you very much. Bye-bye, everybody.
Exclusive.
Hey, Mama Louise. This is Koi with Songs, and I wrote you a poem because I think you're amazing, and I love you. And the name of the poem is called She Warrior, written for Mama Louise. Mama Louise is a she warrior. She's empowered by God, and her weapons are his words, praise, and prayer. Her signature turbans cause onlookers to stand and stare. They are curious to know what is under there. Underneath lies special powers of a she warrior's strength, because her God is closer than arm's length. He lives in her heart. From him, she will never depart. Mama Louise is a she warrior. She is empowered by God, and her weapons are his words, praise, and prayer. She is dressed in wisdom and knowledge, and it didn't come from the degree at college. She received her Master's Holy Spirit. Listen to her voice and you can hear it. She speaks with kindness, love, joy, and peace. She wants all to use their natural abilities for increase. Mama Louise is a she-warrior. She is empowered by God and her weapons are His words, praise, and prayer. Even though she had a painful loss, a broken heart was the cost. Life may never be the same, but through her weapons, healing came. She doesn't look like what she's been through. She's beautiful on the inside and the outside too. Mama Louise is a she-warrior. She is empowered by God and her weapons are His words, praise, and prayer. She is adorned in a beautiful bouquet of love. One can't help but be in awe of. Her infectious smile can be seen for miles and her soul is beautiful. Mama Louise is a she-warrior. She is empowered by God and her weapons are His words, praise, and prayer.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.